And now this is a dictation for Daniel Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, June 28, 1981, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N-N-P, 4639360. Dear Angela, follow up for Daniel, who has chronic nephrotic syndrome since age 4, since the last visit in May. Recent diagnosis of right-sided pulmonary emboli and left-sided deep vein thrombosis, for what patient anticoagulated with Pradaxa, P-R-A-D-A-X-A. He also has developed severe pain on the left metatarsophalangeal, suggestive of potentially gout. At the time of pulmonary emboli, he did require thrombectomy. Edema on the left side, it is improving. Shortness of breath is not present, has not required any oxygen, denies any bleeding, making good amount of urine. Other review system is negative. Other medications include Lipitor. Off and on, he takes colchicine and prednisone for edema. Off and on takes colchicine for gout and prednisone and Lasix for edema. Takes Uloric, U-L-O-R-I-C, but he doesn't remember the strength. On physical exam, blood pressure by nurse 116/85. Weight 170, alert oriented stage 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, minimal edema on the left side. The left side first toe looks to me like gout with significant inflammatory changes. He's limping and very tender to touch. Unfortunately, I don't see any recent uric acid. Next paragraph, chemistry shows anemia 11.1, normal white blood cell platelets, normal kidney function, relatively low sodium and low potassium from recent diuretics, and as well as metabolic alkalosis, similar reasons. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent diagnosis of pulmonary emboli and deep vein thrombosis requiring thrombectomy and anticoagulation, clinically improved, probably associated to nephrotic syndrome. Last collection was 3 grams. New collection needs to be done. Kidney function is stable. Has developed left-sided gout. Prednisone to be given for a few days. He is going to need a renal biopsy to define diagnosis, prognosis. He has long-term proteinuria nephrotic syndrome since age 4. There were prior biopsies, but they are not available to review. As he is anticoagulated, we need to let him be 6 months with this before we do any breach. He understands that he might require long-term anticoagulation if there is severe persistent nephrotic syndrome. Other testing for hypercoagulable states were negative. Uric acid needs to be updated a few months from now, once the episode of gout is resolved. He will come back in 5-6 months to discuss about the biopsy. End of dictation.